Hi, I'm Lindsay. I studied abroad in Prague in the Czech Republic the fall 2018, and I'm actually here today with Reed, who also studied abroad in Prague with me. We actually didn't know each other before we went abroad, but now we are both in the same class and have become friends. So a little ironic that we got paired together. But the reason I am telling a story from Prague is to share one of my most memorable and special experiences during my time studying abroad there. So basically when we began, we had one of the longer programs. We began with our academic program CET, and you know, once we got there on arrival and we were settled in, we were assigned Czech buddies that would either live with us or near us to help us better assimilate ourselves into our Czech culture.
What was your thought on having a Czech buddy?
At first, I didn't love the idea of having a Czech buddy. I kind of thought they were going to be a babysitter to us and a supervisor. And, you know, as much as they said and really emphasized, you know, getting close with your Czech buddy and connecting with them, I had my two roommates and I didn't really see a need for it at first. But right from the start, actually, my viewpoint on my Czech buddy completely changed. So her name was Dita, and she ended up changing my study abroad experience completely. At first, whether she was helping my roommates and I find the closest grocery store or pharmacy, she really helped us get used to the ways of Prague and just finding, you know, the closest convenience stores or grocery stores, as I said. So we could better get around our area of living. Luckily, our school was right around the corner from us, so it wasn't too hard to find the school at first. But the things like the grocery store and pharmacy were a little bit farther away, so definitely a little bit harder to navigate around at first. You know, she always made sure we were really taken care of that first month we were abroad. And then after our first month or so, I started to look at Dita more as a friend to my roommates and I, rather than like a supervisor or babysitter as I once thought she was going to be. These trips to the grocery store or pharmacy turned into having dinners at local Czech restaurants with her and movie nights. One of my more favorite experiences with Dita was going to go see A Star Is Born when it came out with Lady Gaga, one night with my roommates. She took us to a Czech theater, and it was, thankfully the movie was played in English, but it had Czech subtitles for Czech locals to go see. So it was really interesting going to go see a movie with Czech locals in a Czech theater. Just to fast forward a little bit to one of our last few weeks in Prague, holiday season was coming around. It was early December, everyone was getting excited to go home for the holidays. But instead of us, you know, celebrating the American way, Dita invited my roommates and I to her home about 30 minutes outside of Prague 1 to meet her family and have a sit-down traditional Czech dinner while listening to classic Czech holiday music and taste a staple of Czech holiday drinks.
Oh, what was your favorite Czech meal? Mine was definitely goulash.
I did love goulash. Czech food is really heavy, so I tend to really not eat it unless I was having visitors and wanted to show them like a traditional Czech meal. But overall, I think my favorite Czech dinner would be svichkova, which is basically this like creamy vegetable sauce over beef. And she actually, Dita's mom, made us goulash when we went to go visit her for the night that we did our Czech holiday dinner. And along with this, we drank some medovina, which is a staple holiday drink, which is basically warm honey wine. So along with like the food and the drinks and the classic holiday Christmas music that Czechs would listen to, we got to taste some Czech Christmas cookies and do a little bit of arts and crafts and make Christmas wreaths for our door on our apartment back in Prague. So the reason that this is so incredible and a great experience is because it was very unique, and I really got to immerse myself in this once-in-a-lifetime experience with the Czech culture, and it will be something that I will forever be so grateful for. And all I have to say is thank you, Dita, for giving me that experience.